labor-saving devices. Time wasters, that's what I call them. Ma'am, look at him in there tinkering with that donut machine.
2 hours now. Yesterday was the automatic toaster, and before that, the automatic coffee maker.
Now, Aggie, the lunchroom is very up and coming.
Up and coming to pieces. And when he has all them labor-saving devices working, he just has more time to fritter away at the barbershop with the sheriff and the boys.
Now, Aggie, you should be pleased that Ulysses has such advanced ideas.
They'll advance us right into the poorhouse.
That's Homer Price's Aunt Aggie complaining about newfangled inventions like the donut machine that his uncle Ulysses is tinkering with in the couple's new little coffee shop on the village square in Centerburg, USA. The scene is from a 1963 film version of one of Robert McCluskey's Valentines to Small-Town American Life, Homer Price, which he wrote in 1943, just before he was to join the Army during World War II. In the character of Homer, a brush-cut boy with a piece of straw in his mouth, McCluskey is alluding comically to the legendary Greek poet whose epics were certainly required reading for any high schooler of McCluskey's generation. But these Homeric epics contained such things as the hilarious string-unraveling competition at the county fair between two bachelors, Homer's other uncle, Telemachus, and the town sheriff, for the right to court the eligible Miss Terwilliger. But we were talking about a donut machine, because it's Donut Day, in honor of the paper donuts that were sold to raise money for the real donuts that were served during World War I to American soldiers who were called doughboys. The donut is a descendant of a Dutch pastry called an oeliekoek, or oily cake, which was as large as a walnut and deep fried in oil. It was given its name and brought to these shores in 1620 by the Pilgrims, who had lived in Holland. It wasn't until 1847 that a Maine sea captain named Hansen Gregory made the astonishing discovery that if you cut out the center of the nut, which always seemed to be, well, a bit raw, the dough would cook all the way through. Which brings us back to Homer, who agrees to mix up a batch of donuts for his uncle, who has disappeared for a hand of pinochle with his pals. One thing leads to another, and soon there are enough donuts in the lunchroom to easily feed the whole Fifth Army. And, well, I won't dunk the ending for you. Robert McCluskey's Homer Price is still around at your local library or bookstore. It's worth the trip, and there just might be a donut shop along the way.